the difference between living and living well. That is George Strait. I'm living my best life because I get to talk with Laurie Geoffrey.
Good morning, Neil.
Good morning. You are Public Utilities. Every time I think Breckenridge Public Utilities, I just, your face pops up in my...
Oh, isn't that nice?
That is nice. But hey, listen, sidebar, you got other things going on here. You got Headwaters Day coming up.
I do. It's a lot.
And I've been looking forward to this because I love talking with you, number one. What is happening? We're just going through some things and... Vendors upon vendors upon vendors. This is going to be huge.
Yes. As of this morning, we have 43 vendors.
Wow.
Yeah. They keep coming in, which is great.
Yeah.
And we'll keep taking them up until Thursday. So what we have on the website and on social media right now, but we'll keep taking them till Thursday. So
incredible. So this could get even bigger.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Yep. Yep. We'll keep taking them.
So parade starts at 10.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Lineup is in Wells Memorial Park. And we do have Kurt Londras. He's amazing. And
yeah,
he will show you where to go down in the park. So he has a lineup and where to go. So just go down to Wells Memorial Park, and that's where the lineup will start. And it will go like Casey's Bar, and it will go down the Minnesota Avenue, kind of backwards, which is unusual.
No, that's fine.
It's unusual, but then we'll go down 11th Street going north, and it will end at Beatty Avenue, and then head back down to Wells Park for the rest of the day.
Where everybody's going to be showing up, definitely.
Yep. Yes.
So what are some of the things, like a ton of vendors, what are some of the other things? I know Critters from Jankaba Zoo showing up.
Yep. So starting in the morning, there is a 5K and Kids Fun Run that's going to be put on by Anytime Fitness. So if you want to sign up for that, go ahead and go to our website. Otherwise, Anytime Fitness does have a sign up to do that. So that's right away in the morning, and that kicks off at 8 o'clock in the morning. Starting at 7 o'clock is when you can do the sign up as well. I'm honestly not sure if you can sign up right away in the morning, but you can do it beforehand, and you can do that through our website. Otherwise, the vendors start at 9 and they go till 2. Otherwise, bingo starts at 10.
All right. Now you're talking my game. All right.
It's 50-50 bingo, and that's put on by Three Rivers Gymnastics competition team. Otherwise, parade's at 10.
All right.
And line up anywhere on Minnesota Avenue, otherwise all the way down 11th Street. And 11th Street, you can be on both sides of the street.
Okay.
So I'm asking people not to park on 11th Street, just so people can sit on both sides of the street.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously the avenues, you can park on 11th Street on the avenues, but feel free to sit anywhere, 11th Street, otherwise Minnesota Avenue as well.
And again, if you want to be in the parade, just show up.
Oh, absolutely. You don't need to call me. You don't need to tell me you're coming. Just show up in Wells Memorial Park, and we'll have a place for you.
Fantastic.
Yep. Otherwise, lots of candy, lots of people. I have been getting phone calls, but you don't need to call. Just show up and be there.
Okay. So, fantastic.
Petting show with Dustin Hill. So he'll have some animals down there that you're able to pet and have live interaction with. So he'll be there from 10 until 2. Car show, come and go.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to be there from the whole time, but that'll be from 11 until 2. Lots of people seem to be coming, so we've been spreading the word throughout the summer, actually.
Great.
Rondo Weinkoff has been amazing. He's been helping me with this.
And, of course, leave it to Rondo. Yeah,
yes,
he'll get it done.
Yep, so there is that. That will be normally where they have it for the fair, so that will be in that location down in Wells Park also.
So bring your classic roaster and just park.
Anything.
Just park, right.
It's going to be a great day.
Yeah.
Thanks to Bill. Bill said he's going to bring me some good weather.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's going to be a great day. Bring any car, any truck, new, old.
And with that many vendors, there's going to be somebody there or something there for everybody.
Absolutely.
In the family, so.
Absolutely. Yep. So come and go. You don't have to stay the whole time. Bring it there. Bring it down to the parade.
Right.
Have your car in the parade. Also, if you plan to be in the parade, you'll be towards the beginning of the parade.
Okay.
So Curtis will show you where to go in the lineup, so you can be there towards the beginning. So you'll have your car down in the park sooner than later. So you'll get your car all set up for when the parade's over, so people will be able to see your car right away too.
So you got other people, please tell me you got other people helping you set all this up that it just doesn't fall on Laurie Geoffrey, right?
Well, absolutely I do. Yeah, we have a small committee. There's five of us that are helping with this. But
fantastic.
Otherwise we have inflatable entertainment, and that's from 11 until 2, and that's OSBTI and Amanda Fredericks from State Farm. They're sponsoring that.
And those inflatables will be busy all day.
They
okay,
usually that's, are. Yeah. Yep, and the football team is actually helping with that.
All
so
right.
They need a couple folks to help with make sure kids don't get hurt and things like that. So right. the football team does come down and help with that. So they're also having a 30-minute express workout. Just if you don't know what that means or whatever, come check it out. It's at 11:30, and Anytime Fitness is also taking care of that as
well. All right.
Well,
that sounds intriguing, too, if you need to get the blood circulating.
Come check it out.
Right.
I'm not sure what that looks like, but they're like, hey, can we do this? I'm like, you can.
We'll find out.
Yes,
right.
Let's check it out. So from 12 until 2, the Breckenridge Police Department will also have their rock climbing wall down there as well. And then from 12 until 2, Chinkapa Zoo Critters will be down there.
All right.
It's always amazing. You're never really sure what they're going to bring.
Mm-hmm.
So come check them out. I'm not exactly sure where they'll be. They kind of just set up what's convenient for them. And so you'll just have to come find them.
Check them out.
It always seems like the kids just find them wherever they are.
Yeah, they kind of gravitate towards them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they really do.
Absolutely. And 12:45, the Circle of Nations will be doing their dance again this year. That was a huge
go
hit.
Check that out. Yes.
Yep. They plan to do about a 30-minute performance. Okay. And last year, it was a huge hit. It was, if you've never seen them dance before, it is definitely something that you'll want to check out.
I know a lot of people, myself included, get very emotional watching that, too. I can't. It's hard to hold back. It's hard to talk about it. So, yeah, I would recommend going down there and checking
the
them out.
The kids do a fabulous job.
They really do.
And Chris Kappas does a great job of explaining what they're doing and why they're doing it and what they're wearing. And it's great. If you've never seen it, that's at 12:45, and that will be at the Earthen Stage.
Fantastic.
Yep. And then at 1 o'clock, the kids' yoga class will be from Rise Studio, and that's sponsored by Hometown Nutrition. And that you can go online and register for that. That's actually a free class for the little kiddos. So, and then 1:30 till 2, there is a foam cannon. And they actually did that at the fair this year. And the Wilkin County Fair would like to do it at our event as well.
It was a hit.
It was a hit. And they asked if they could do it at this event. And I'm like, bring it on. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. So they're also doing that as well. So,
all right.
Yeah, it's a full day event. And then after this event, there's the Bull Bash. So our event ends at 2. So we're just kind of asking for the, you know, the park to clear out no later than 2:15, 2:30. And then anything after that, it opens at 3 o'clock for the Bull Bash. Anyone in the park at 3 o'clock needs to have a ticket for the Bull Bash.
Okay.
So one
what
thing
a
after.
Day. What a day.
Yeah. And it, knock on wood, everything right now looks, the weather's supposed to be great, so we'll take it.
Well, you can hold me to that. I'll get you a good day.
All right. Sounds great.
I'm just trying to figure out how many times I've said fantastic in the course of this conversation. I mean, this can be a great event, and it's so nice to see that in Wells Park, too.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And again, all of this information is on our website, which is www.breckenridgemn.net, and then Headwaters Day is right on the front page. You can look at the map. I have all the vendors right on there, information about the parade, information about all of the vendors, where they're coming from. We have people coming from Fargo. We have people coming from Hillsboro, Tower City, Brookings, South Dakota, Barney, Pelican Rapids, Milner.
What a party.
Breckenridge, Wapton. We really do have a lot of people coming to the area, so it's going to be a great day for Breckenridge.
Without a doubt. Lori, promise you'll just come back. I mean, just come back in. We can hang and just shoot the breeze.
Sure.
I mean, it doesn't have to be. Just
thanks for having me.
Promise me that.
I will.
All right.
Lori
Geoffrey. And talking Headwaters Day, folks. We're going to be talking about it all day long here, and that gets going this Saturday at Wells Park in Breckenridge, 9:48. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.